If it really doesn't make any difference, we'll turn them off for Don's benefit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Of course,
well,
you guys
need to read the thing first, right?
Yeah, if you guys need lights to read, then we'll just leave it. Leave them on.
Who's going to facilitate?
So typically, if we've had a session already, we don't need to go through all of the ABCs.
Okay, okay.
However, for the
practice,
for practice, it might be useful to do that.
Okay.
And even if we have had a session and we decide not to go through the ABCs, I still like to bless their spirit.
Yeah.
I call it blessing the spirit. It's the A part of the ABCs. It's the calling their spirit to attention and speaking words of life into their spirit man and encouraging their spirit man to rise up. Because God intended for your spirit to be
to float
the high hog at the trough, so to speak, the rest of your rest of your being here to lead and direct.
Right.
Because our soul has such a propensity to get in the way.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to be in the center of this and every encounter in life that we have. You are truly an awesome Yah. You've given it all to us. And we can't thank you enough for the blood of Yeshua, the victory that you've given us.
Yes.
We thank you that you've given us all victory since we've come here.
Thank
you've given Lloyd victory today. We're
going to
claim further victory.
Amen.
Right now.
Yes.
Ahead of time in the name and the authority of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
And just open our eyes all to a great awareness of you. We thank you that you're the great healer, the great comforter, the great forgiver, savior of our souls, our redeemer. Words are just not adequately enough to describe the nature of who you are and what you do.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Lord, can we call your spirit to attention, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. You want us to go through the maybe have you repeat or we would normally
So that calling their spirit to attention is something that I like to do just out of my own spirit and speak whatever Father is giving you to bless him, to bless his spirit, to encourage his spirit, to give his spirit the assurance that hey, we're on the right track here.
We have confidence, Lloyd, that the Lord's going to do a work in you as he's done it in the past, and
Amen.
We see it manifested in your life, and
Amen.
It's going to continue. You're going to continue to be a blessing for his kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
And you can just encourage his spirit, rise up, spirit.
Rise up, spirit.
And take your rightful place.
Your rightful place.
Excuse me, I have a question. Actually, when you speak in life over someone, you're really speaking to their spirit man.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm getting all kinds
of right.
Okay.
That's right.
A lot of connections happening.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could either go through this, but since we've done it already.
Up to you,
All right. Lord, I'll just have you quickly imagine in your mind that you're calling your spirit to attention. You're having your mind, will, and emotion, your body take the back seat, but you're binding all that to the love of Yeshua and everything he's, all the blessings he has in life, and you're going to loosen yourself from all the forces of that have tried to put negative thoughts in your mind and have allowed you to build strongholds in the past and things that are contrary to Him, and we claim the victory over the doorways of Lloyd's life, with the blood of Yeshua, and with the washing of rebirth through renewal and the word of Yah. We thank you that although you may get your feet dirty every day and your hands dirty every day, you have an answer for that. You have the blood, you have the word that's going to cleanse that cleanses you. And we claim victory over any spiritual force of evil, and we take control in the name and the power of Yeshua HaMashiach over any spiritual force of evil. And we command that they only respond in an appropriate manner that is allowed through Yeshua.
That's right.
And we claim the position of authority here in Christ Yeshua. And Lord, we ask Lloyd's imagination to be consecrated and magnified. And we have confidence that this imagination is real. It's from the Lord. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity to get close to Him in the spiritual realm. And so now we'll ask Lloyd to enter into the encounter and go to a safe place.
Just keep us informed as to what's happening, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're experiencing.
Yesterday, I thank you, y'all. Yesterday, I thank you, Lord, you bring, I keep going to this, my safe place is under the tree, the spring, flowers are blooming, my birds are singing, and there is a Father, really, that initially I was sitting on His lap because He's drawing me to Him, just like a natural father would have his son or daughter sit on his lap. But I was talking to Him, but yet I knew that the other day there were some barriers there. But as Todd spoke, and as you said, I noticed the relationship began to change on my part. It was never on the Father's part. It was just there was barriers blocking me. So I started out just sitting on His lap, which was the first step. Next step was I saw myself, I think yesterday evening, gazing into His face. And today I see me hugging Him.
Oh, wow.
So there's three steps there that has moved me even closer to the Father.
So to help with the relational part of this, He's already connecting, but to help with the relational part of this, we can ask the question, well, how do you feel? How does that make you feel? Because feelings are relational inside of our brain.
Very good. The feelings, is a blessing because there is a greater connection now that I have with the Father because of the barrier that the enemy can connect. And it's something Rhonda said today, which is really happening even as we speak and even as we begin this session, even this morning, is a ability for me to receive.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we have problems, and I realize that. And I've had, that was an issue with me. I had a problem with receiving from the Father. But now that a lot of the issues have been dealt, traumas and circumstances have been dealt, I'm able to embrace the Father.
So at this point, I would encourage him to just relax and just enjoy that feeling of hugging your father, of being able to receive from him, and just spend a few moments just in that place, really solidifying that connection, that relational connection. And just enjoy that time that you're having, Lloyd, with your father.
You know, what, as I guess y'all have noticed this, one of the things with me is, that's why I know that being here this week has been kind of a confirmation, another confirmation that music is one of the things that I yet, the Father wanted to take me into a different place. Because so many times when things are said and done, I think of a song. And one of my favorite ones that comes to mind was, Chris Tomlin, he's a good father. Now, the interesting thing about that is I've loved that song and sung that song, but I'm assured even in me that in the days ahead, that song is going to be much more meaningful to me, because I see now myself as wanting that and desiring that, but not being able to connect to that. So now...
You want to sing that to him right now?
I don't know all the words. I just remember the chorus. He's a good, good father. Who you are.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. Oh, you know the song, right?
Yeah. No. I've heard it.
That's one of my favorites.
So just go ahead.
That's what I am.
I love that song.
And I'd encourage you to make it relational with him, and instead of he, put in you. You are a good, good father.
What'd you say? Instead of doing what?
You instead of him, he.
I'm trying to think of the words. You are.
It's who you are. But now you need to experience that song. You don't need to think in your head. You need to experience that song in your imagination.
That's right. So just relax and let that.
And just let that imagination from that song just flow through you with images of everything that the Lord means to you.
Now, one of the things about hugging the Father is there's a connection with the heart. The heart. It's my heart touches his heart. There's a penetration that is taking place. It's like it's like a connection from his heart to my heart.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's transforming you.
Soak it in. Just enjoy that connection, that transformation. Take your time.
Praise the Lord.
I think now, excuse me, we can be a carrier of that for the Father. And the more we can receive from him in the way that he wants us, that he wants to give us, he wants us to experience that.
That's right.
The more we'll be able to be a carrier of that even to others.
But like Rhonda said this morning, let's make it about you and him.
I agree.
Between you and him here.
Focus on that love.
Thank you, Father.
So even like today, this morning, I feel as I draw closer and as I embrace him, even with my arms, there is no barrier now.
Awesome.
This is where there was it. And here again, not on his part, but on my part.
Mm-hmm. So keep your attention on him. And as you do, when you feel ready, just ask him, Father, what's on your heart? What do you want me to know or see? Or...
Oh. Yeah. A scripture comes to me in Malachi. He's turning the hearts of the father towards the children and the children towards the father. The father is speaking to me as hugging me. Wow. It's interesting, as I'm hugging him, see, my ear is connecting and he's speaking these things in my ear.
That's cool.
And sharing with me that one of the ways to establish his kingdom on the earth is to bring the love of the Father to the children. Because that's a big, that's an element that is just much needed there to repair. So he talks about that to me and share with me that even more than now, than I've ever done in my life, I'm to absorb his love from me. So that I can give it out. But it's a continuous absorbing of his love in my life.
So you're feeling that? You're feeling that transfer of his love?
Yeah, I'm feeling the barriers have been destroyed.
You want to just thank him?
And I just, Father, thank you. And one of the areas that hindered that, and I think in a lot of, he's sharing with me in a lot of our children, even with adults, is our relationship with our natural father. That's a big issue there.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on people, the kind of relationship they have with their natural father is how. And the father is showing me that's how he is misunderstood, because the natural father is supposed to be an example of the heavenly father. So many times there's a failed relationship with
Are you having any images of your natural father now?
My natural father.
Your natural father.
No, I just, my natural father wasn't in my life. And that's why I knew one of the ways, and I can understand that, how it was hard for me to connect with the Heavenly Father. Because one of the struggles I've had, that was a big one, was abandoned. See, my natural father abandoned me.
So do you have images of that natural father, images in your head?
Well, the only picture I can remember is, which was a good one, only time I've had some connection with my natural father, because see, my natural father was married. He was a married man. And the only pictures I can remember is the night that he came to my house. It was kind of interesting too, because it's like he did that night. And he said, "Hello, I'm your father." And at the time, I'm thinking, and I was maybe about 16, 17, I said, so big, I'm thinking to myself, big deal. But I think we embrace, okay? And there's a parallel to the embracement I have with my natural father, but the embracement I'm having now with my heavenly father.
What's the difference?
The difference is, he has never abandoned me. My natural father abandoned me. So
when you're having an image of your natural father hugging you, what kind of emotions are you feeling?
My emotions was not, I was struggling with my emotions because I'm thinking now, you know, where you've been all my life. But see, with the Heavenly Father, He's been there. He's, even when I wasn't faithful, even when I wasn't committed, He was there.
Do you want to ask the Lord if He wants you to go to Him with those feelings of your natural father to see if there's anything He wants to show you about that?
Yeah. Well, He's showing me that He was, He showed, which I have already done. I've forgiven my natural father. And He's showing me that in spite of what I didn't receive from my natural father, I'll receive from Him.
Praise the Lord.
He will give me. Mm-hmm. But at this, I know what we said about this. I keep thinking the giving, and I can understand why Rhonda said it, the giving and that level of receiving that can impact the level that you give out. Because if you feel, you're going to be able to give out more so than if you're not full and half full. So it's a time of absorbing for me, because there's a level that the Father wants me to portray or show forth Himself through me that was not able to walk there because I had this blockage between the Father and myself.
Thank you, Father.
But now,
yeah,
it would be such a greater place to walk with Him, because even I can see, I mean, you know, I know you do it, even prophetically, the Father has spoken and said there will be time and time again when He will have me to hug. And He said, when I do those, it's not that I'm just doing that, but it's like He's telling me sometimes people need a hug. And when the Father say, you represent me, and I saw this before, it's like, I saw when this hugging would take place, the Father say, when you do that, I'm hugging the both of you. That's powerful. Man.
That's cool.
Hallelujah. Oh, gosh, man, that's awesome.
Hallelujah.
So, it's a blessing. So, I'm excited. Because I'm able to receive, and I thank the Father for being patient with me and long-suffering and not giving me what I deserve. I really don't deserve to be living, because I became very angry and bitter at the Father. But He didn't. He was showing me that He was always there. He never forsook me. And it's helping me to be able to, that's how the Father is saying, that's how we should do others.
That would be a good time to ask, if you would like to ask the Father if there's anything that He wants to
reveal.
Reveal or work on in His heart.
In my heart?
Yeah, with your Father.
Or not just with the physical Father, but just anything.
Well,
just look in His eyes while you're hugging Him and ask Him if is there anything that you want to work on in my soul?
Yeah, I you know, I don't know whether it maybe is coming. One of the things I know that is being patient is something the Father said He's still working on you with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So is he giving you any images about patience?
Yeah, he gave me an image about the little guy. There's a young man that's mentally challenged that I work with. And the Father put him in my life. And sometimes I'm not as patient as I should be. It improved, but I'm not as patient. Mm-hmm. So, situations and circumstances, as I know, are put in our lives to perfect us mm-hmm. in the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm being perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father's telling me that I need to do better.
Mm-hmm. You need to go to Him and ask for forgiveness?
Well, I do that now. Oh, I do that.
And you feel like He's forgiven you
yeah.
that request?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he giving you any images of what to do now with that information, like how you...
Well, to depend upon him more.
All right, ask him. If there's anything he wants you to do with that young man.
Well, he wants me to be more patient and loving.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to show forth the fruit of the Spirit in my mm-hmm. relationship with him.
You want to ask the Father to shine His light into your soul, into your heart, to see if there's anything that is limiting your ability to have patience.
Hmm. Yeah. As you said that, there's a connection that goes with feeling like a failure or feeling rejected that feeds off of impatience.
Yeah.
You tend to be impatient when you
yeah.
And when patience is involved, a lot of times you start feeling you can feel rejected, but that's not the right way to interpret. And that's what some of what the Father is showing me what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Him working the fruit of the Spirit in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to see it for what it is. But when those areas of our lives are dealt with, then we see it for what it is.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like a wounded man, I see. Sometimes his vision can be blurred.
Is the Father giving you any more information on what you can do from your heart to improve that patience? Or anything in regards to patience in your life?
I can yield to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit wants to work the patience in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can yield to Him.
Can you ask Him if you've been patient with yourself?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I can tell you that now.
Can you ask Him what could improve your patience towards yourself?
I can speak over myself that I will be patient.
Can you ask Him on how He can, what He wants to tell you about patience in your life? And
oh, I can be, you know, the only thing that I hear is yield to the fruit, yield to the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and let Him walk it out in you.
Because
mm-hmm. impatient means my soul is taking control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when we catch ourselves in the moment, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to as we will say, back in the driver's seat. And once that happens, I'm able to walk in it. As long as the Holy Spirit, because He's the one walking it out in me. As long as I allow Him to do it.
You want to ask Him if there's anything on your heart that prevents you from letting the Holy Spirit take preeminence.
Yeah.
Ask Him to shine His light.
Shine His light. My relationship with the Father has changed. Because the struggle that went on with me to even yield to what He's asking me to do, I haven't had the best of attitude at times. And it all stemmed from the relationship that I had with the Father.
Can you ask Him if you have been believing any lies that may have prevented you from being more patient with yourself and others?
Oh, yeah. Where and the lies that the Father, and because I have plead the lies of the enemy, from the fact that the Father does not really care. Because if He cared, certain things wouldn't be taking place. Like, I wouldn't have to wait for things, or for prayer to be answered.
Yeah.
So you've identified that as a lie. Do you want to ask the Father to destroy that faulty?
Well, the first order of business will be for Him to confess the fact that he's been believing a lie. And then embrace the truth.
Okay. Father, I acknowledge that I have believed a lie from the enemy. And your word declares that the enemy is the father of lies, and the truth is not in him. So I confess it as sin, and acknowledge it, and I repent, and turn away from it.
And you can apply the blood of Yeshua as a priest.
I can apply the blood of Yeshua as a priest over that lie, and say, I am clean from that.
You have been forgiven.
I've been forgiven.
You've been cleansed.
I've been cleaned.
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Restored.
Restored.
And set free from the oppression of that lie.
Set free from the oppression of that lie.
And now you can serve notice on all the demonic that was empowered by the fact that you were believing that lie.
I can serve notice on all the demonic that was empower that lie.
And you can command them to get out.
I can command them to get out.
No, do it. I command you to get out.
I command you to get out.
Take all your symptoms.
And all your symptoms.
All your residual lies.
Residual lies.
All your witchcraft.
Your witchcraft.
All your hexes and vexes.
All your hexes and vexes.
All your junk.
All your junk.
Get out.
Get out.
You're no longer welcome here.
You're no longer welcome.
Out of my airspace.
Out of my airspace.
Get out of my mind.
My mind.
My will.
My will.
My emotions.
My emotions.
My DNA.
My DNA.
My cellular memories.
Cellular memories.
And be gone.
Be gone.
Just take a moment to let that transaction take place. That's a real transaction taking place. And it's happening because of the blood of Yeshua and because of your confession. As that as dust settles on that, you want to ask the Father what he would like to put in place of what's been vacated.
I just feel a fresh outpouring of his love.
There you go.
To minister to that, to bring wholeness and complete the process of healing.
Thank you, Father. So his love, his tangible love, has replaced the lie that he wasn't there for you.
Exactly. Thank you, Father.
Your physical father did abandon you, but your heavenly father never abandoned you.
You're right. He didn't. That's so true.
And since that lie died to this whole thing of patience, and since that lie, that stronghold, has been dispelled, you'll now, because of the infilling of his love, you'll be able to walk in a greater degree of patience, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Father.
And I'll be able to walk in a greater degree of faith.
Yes.
Because the scriptures say, I'm trying to think of it, but it's faith working by patience, patience by faith. One of those, that's what came to me.
So,
thank you, Father.
We're asking you to now feel the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Is that area of void, of emptiness that was in your body, where that stronghold was, be replaced by the Holy Spirit? Do you see anything else visually that you need to do? Is there any residual now in your imagery of? Do you feel any, like in your imagery of this healing, do you feel like it's been a complete healing, or you have to do? Do you have a visual of anything?
I just feel that my hands are on the Father's neck.
Hallelujah.
Like a little boy holding on to his father.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Don't let him go. Because he realized that his father really, really loved me. He loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
There you go.
Yeah, he loves.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
So, meaning of loving the Father loving me, will have a greater meaning to me now. Now that the barriers have been removed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Because love brings healing. Yes, it does.
Thank you, Father.
Love is letting go of fear. Mm. And that's God, is letting go of fear.
Is there anything else you feel the Lord wants to teach you today?
You can ask him.
He's telling me that I don't have to feel abandoned anymore.
Mm.
And I don't have to feel like I have to compete anymore.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you compete, the spirit of rejection is behind that at times.
Because
you don't feel good enough, so you feel you gotta compete with somebody else, so think you look better than somebody else. But when you know who you are, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's really good.
And that's what the Father's working on you. We say the doorway, the portals have been opened for him to flood my heart with understanding of his love, and so now I can walk differently in the way he has called me to walk.
What kind of emotions are you feeling right now?
I am feeling love. I'm feeling a greater expression of his love to be poured out as it's been poured in me.
So you're feeling his touch and any other senses being stimulated right now?
Yeah, what?
And you feeling his touch?
Yeah, because I'm still hugging him.
So are you feeling anything? Is he manifesting himself in a visual way, auditory way, any other warmth or light?
This is, he manifests himself as who he is. That's why I'm able to embrace him.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Grace,
so wonderful.
And this will flow over until he being Father to, you know, there's connections he's showing me when we going back to the hub, and the greater the connection that one has with the Father is, the greater connection that one is able to give others to receive from the Father.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord. you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds in me.
Wow.
Yeah. Put a song in my heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yep.
At this point, you might ask him if he wants to ask his father if there's anything else that he wants to help him.
Hallelujah. Being a recipient, being a vessel of the Father's love is going to make a difference in my marriage.
Hallelujah.
I see something here. The Father's showing me how he has set it up. How in so many ways a daughter having a good relationship with her father reflects how she have a relationship with her husband. And how that can affect her. But also how the husband has the ability to bring healing to the wife. A father can bring healing to the children of his daughter. There's a parallel.
So has he given you any visual pictures of you and Carolyn?
Well, I know the patience goal also, because usually if you're impatient in one situation, impatient in another. And I need to be more patient with my wife. I need to be a better listener. I need to allow these years, as I have prayed, to bring that back. This is a way of bringing those prayers to reality. My latter years will be greater than my prayers.
Amen.
So, just like David said, I can't go back. I can't move forward. So I need to make every effort to move forward. I see out of this ability to love as I receive love. See this ability to speak miracles in existence. But it needs to be coupled with love and humility. Love and humility. Not that I'm doing it, but he's doing it. I'm just, as you would say, a facilitator. Yeah, Lord, I hear you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Father.
Please.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm feeling prompted to suggest that you ask the Father if he would shine his light into your soul and reveal if there's anything else that that he wants to reveal.
Father, will you shine your light into my soul?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything else you would like to reveal, make it known. There was something that happened years ago, and it was just words, but I let it go to the deep part of my soul. Oh, and the Father showed me about the enemy to take that, and part of making me feel abandoned and rejected was I had an uncle that I didn't hear him, but my mother told me that he said that he wouldn't have a child like me. And said he would have. It was some derogatory statement. And I let it fester.
Yeah.
And take root in me, which was not good.
So do you feel, do you want to ask the Lord if he wants to deal with any emotions associated with that? Or how he wants you to deal with that?
Right.
Now that he's blocking
you?
It's part of not believing the lies of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it was, a lie.
So what do you want to do with that lie?
Yeah, Father, I repent for accepting and receiving that lie.
Yes.
And making it a part of me.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to cleanse me of that lie, and I repent for accepting it.
And you are a priest of the Most High, and because of that, you can apply the blood of the sacrifice to the sin of embracing that lie.
So, Father, I apply the blood to that sin, embracing that lie. As I apply the blood, I feel the healing that the blood brings to that wounded soul, part of my soul. And I praise you and thank you for it, Father.
Because of the blood, you've been forgiven.
I've been forgiven, cleansed.
Cleansed.
Redeemed.
Redeemed. Set free.
And set free.
And you see, when you're believing a lie, you've opened the door to the demonic. So now you can make a declaration to the demonic realm that all demonic that has been empowered by that lie,
all demonic that's been empowered by that lie,
the door is now closed. You're an imposter.
My door is now closed. You're an imposter.
And I command you to leave.
And I command you to leave.
I command you to take all of the junk, all of the symptoms, all of the other lies, all of the witchcraft, all that stuff. And
all the symptoms, the witchcraft, and all the other lies.
Get out.
And remove yourself from me.
Get out of my airspace.
My airspace.
My mind, my will, my emotions.
My will, my emotions.
My DNA.
My DNA.
My cellular memories.
My cellular memories.
Every part of my body.
Every part of my body.
And leave.
And
take a few minutes to let that transaction take place. When the dust settles on that, you can ask the Lord to fill you up in that.
Fill me up, Father.
That area that's been vacated. What would you like him to fill you up with?
Just fill me up with his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fresh feeling.
Anything specific relative to this, this sense of rejection that came as a result of that lie?
Just keep feeling for the love.
That's right. Yep, it's love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Father wants to deal with what we talked about earlier about the enemy believing a lie from the enemy about sickness, about cancer.
Mm.
That's right. That's another one that he's highlighting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I repent for believing a lie from the enemy.
Yeah.
And accepting that.
Yeah.
As part of me. As the Father has. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it is his desire that prosper be could help you as my soul prosper. So I repent, Father, for believing that lie. Can I cover myself with the blood of Yeshua.
Yeah.
And I say I walk in wholeness and healing in every area of my life. I'm clean, redeemed, and set free.
Yeah.
From the devices of the enemy. And I speak that he have to remove himself from my mind, my ear, my emotion, my DNA, my cellular aspects, as he has no right and authority.
That's right.
Because I am bought by the blood of the Lamb.
That's right. That door has been closed.
Close that door.
Do you want to ask the Lord if that lie has been manifested by any demonic or other entity?
Well, that's what he's doing right now. Yeah, he's dealing with that. And so, yeah, you need to. Yeah.
Because if it is a demonic activity, you want, should you encourage him to cast it out?
Father, I thank you and praise you for victory that I walk in health and healing and wholeness that I walk in.
So, as you commanded it to leave, take the time necessary to let him leave and vacate all those areas that he was occupying. Ask the Father to fill you up with something to replace demonic presence that was causing you to believe that you were going to get cancer and be sick.
Father, thank you for filling me fresh with your love again. In those places where I have thought the demonic activity was going on, I felt like I was ready to get sick.
And the truth that you're going to embrace in place of the lie is?
I will not die but live and declare the works of my Father, right. God, and my King. Great is he that is in me, but he that is in the world.
Right.
Yes. I walk in victory, not defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
This, during the freedom session this morning, one thing stood out to me, caught my attention, and that was this thought of spirit of suicide. Do you want to ask the Father if there's anything to that, if that needs to be addressed?
Could you expose or reveal to me I don't feel that now.
Okay, good.
Yesterday it was the group and Dan and Melissa doing in that area. But I just feel the need to to declare that I'm free.
There you go.
That's right. And declare that the blood of Yeshua cleanse me, and I walk in victory in that area, and all the demonic forces that was at work to attempt to bring that to pass shall not prevail, because I'm clean, I'm washed, and I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
No, I think it'd be for complete closure, go through that same deliverance process of telling him the door is now closed because of the blood of Yeshua, because I'm believing the truth that I will live and not die.
I will live and not die.
And the door is closed. You've got to leave. Take your junk with you, spirit of suicide. Take your junk with you. Get out of
and take all your elements with you.
Yep.
Because I walk in victory. And I've been redeemed by the blood and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Get out of my airspace.
My airspace.
My mind.
My will, my emotion, and my DNA.
My body.
My body.
Supposedly, like your memories. Father, I just ask now that you just cover
me,
Lord, with your blood.
Thank you, Father, for covering
from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
Top of my head.
Be a protection, covering, send your angels. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Fill him up with the assurance and the confidence that he shall live and not die. He belongs to his Heavenly Father. And he is loved. He is loved immeasurably by his Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Encourage you to just go back into his lap there if you're not already, and hugging him and feeling his voice in your ear.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. I feel like I can take a nap.
You probably need to. You've been through the mill here big time.
I feel like a man has been had in the operation room.
Well, you have.
Praise the Lord.
You were in the operation room this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Didn't you?
It was neat, though. Mm-hmm. It was beneficial.
Well, if you're feeling like that's what he has for you today, yeah. Do you want to thank him?
Yes, Father. I just want to thank you for the ministry that went forth by the Holy Spirit as a result of your love
yes.
for me, Father.
Amen.
I thank you that at this point, and from now on, Father, I can embrace it. And experience it
yes.
in my emotions, Father, with my every part of my being, from my head to my toe.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And shout at me, and I praise you and thank you for not giving up on me, Father. Yeah. I wanted to give up on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not young. I thank you, Father.
Thank you.
So what you did on the tree and how you died and shed your blood will bring mm-hmm. forth new meaning, new truth, and new revelation. I thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so, so much.
Thank you, Father. We just agree and thank you for mm-hmm. the way that you have ministered to Eloy all day long here today, all mm-hmm. the way from the freedom of all these accusations. Doing the heart surgery that Lord you performed on Lloyd this morning, and the deliverance that you graced him with this afternoon. These are areas that related to the patience that you're calling him to, and the ability to love and to walk in a deeper relationship with you and his family.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you, Father. Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we just ask, Lord, that you would seal
yes, Father.
All of what has happened today mm-hmm. to his heart, to yes. his life.
Thank you, Father.
And that you would cause it to become, to grow and multiply within
amen.
Him and become a tree of life
mm-hmm.
for yes, not only himself, but for those that he touches and walks mm-hmm. with each day.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
You mm-hmm. are amazing in the way that you work
amen.
And what you do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I heard that too, that he's operating now out of the tree of life. Fully.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's been a day.
Yeah, you've been... He had his eye on you, man.
Yeah, I love you too, bro.
Yeah. I put through the positive God ringer.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, bro.
God ringer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, homie.
I give you a